We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
This time of year, we get together with our families for the holidays.
Sometimes we even travel great distances to be together.
We go to the home where our parents and grandparents lived.
That's called a homecoming, when you go to a place where your family grew up. Have you guys ever traveled to a place like that?
Yes.
Okay. What is so great about going home, or your parents or your grandparents going home? Yeah, Brittany.
It reminds them of their childhood.
Okay.
They have a lot of memories there.
They sure do, yeah.
They have lots of friends that they can talk with.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, why do you like to spend time with your family? Yeah, Carolyn.
They love you.
They sure do, yeah.
They're always there for you.
Oh, that's right.
Even if you, like, have different interests, say, than your parents or your brother and sister, you can always see a resemblance between the people.
Yeah. Well, I just became a grandmother, and it's a very, very special thing for me. And I think I would do anything for my little granddaughter. I just love her so much. And I know your grandparents and your parents feel the same way about you.
Some families are big, like Emily and Maggie's family.
They have 7 children.
Some families are small.
And big or small, there's a whole lot of love shared in families, right?
Yes.
And they are there for each other in tough times, and they are there for each other to celebrate and share fun times. We've talked about God's family before in lots of our programs, haven't we? We've talked about that a lot.
Yes.
Who's in God's family?
Everyone that has accepted Christ as their Savior.
That's right. Now, are you guys in God's family?
Yes.
God is our Father.
He loves us too.
And He wants to spend time with us and teach us and help us.
Jesus is our brother.
All who believe in Jesus are sisters and brothers too.
We all have the gift of life.
Jesus gives us eternal life.
We all belong to the family of God.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God.
So how many are in God's family? Can you take a guess?
There would be no way to really count it because it keeps growing and growing single day.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, how we, as members of God's family, can help make God's family grow.
Every day, more people put their faith in Jesus because they hear the good news from people they know.
In Matthew 28, Jesus tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit.
God, our Father, wants us to tell others that Jesus died for them.
He will forgive their sins if they confess them and turn away from them.
Jesus wants all believers to be disciples,
to take his good news to all nations.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one.
Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep."
I tell you, in the same way, there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
God goes after lost people who don't know Jesus, and each one of us can help him by telling others about Jesus. When a new believer is found, God joyfully carries him home, and he calls his friends and neighbors and has a party in heaven. Don't you think that's neat?
Yeah.
When we accepted Jesus, there was rejoicing in heaven for us.
When sinners repent and ask for forgiveness,
they put their faith in Jesus,
and God's family grows.
They become disciples, and then they tell people that they meet about Jesus, and it continues forever.
Every day, God's family is growing.
It's impossible to count.
Only God knows just how many.
And all God's family will be together one day in our heavenly home. What a wonderful homecoming that will be. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for writing our names in your book of life. You forgive our sins and you make us acceptable to live forever with you and Jesus in heaven. Thank you for going after each one of us when we were lost. You found us and you saved us. We put our faith in Jesus. We put our hope in Jesus. As we live and learn here on earth, teach us to be bold disciples, to share his good news with people we meet. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we all pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Would you like information about our ministry?
Kids of all ages, all over the world.
You can use our program to help you tell others about Jesus.
Our music is a great way to learn God's truth, too.
Our music and programs are available on CD.
Here's how you can contact us.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Our phone number again is 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
tell others about Jesus.
He forgives them.
And he loves them.
We want God's family to grow. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Kids Music shares the gospel and teaches biblical stories and principles in a fun and exciting way. Our new CD, Family of God, features 17 great songs written just for kids, but grown-ups will love them too.
Lullabies of Love is a tender hour full of soothing lullabies for babies and any child who enjoys peaceful bedtime music. It's a perfect gift.
I love you just the way you are. I love you. I love everything about you. I love you.
Christmas will be here before you know it. The kids have recorded a wonderful collection of original and traditional Christmas music. Their touching voices and beautiful arrangements will fill your Christmas season with a joy that only a child can bring.
Visit us online or call us for ordering information. We'd be happy to send you a catalog. Call us at 1-800-527-5522 or write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094. Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com. Our number again is 1-800-527-5522.